What's up, man? Alright, guys. Hopefully, you guys can hear me because of the wind. So, this is my official roundup of... where am I? What city am I in now? San Cristobal. So, this is the official roundup of the city of San Cristobal in the state of Chiapas, which is the poorest state in all of Mexico. It's close to the Guatemalan border. It's 7,700 feet above sea level, so it's cool. It's like 70-some degrees right now. At night, it goes down to like 50 degrees. So at night, you may need a light jacket. During the day, you know, depending who you are, you might need a light jacket. Probably during the winter, you definitely will. So this is my roundup on this city. Now, this city, if you're coming here as a tourist, a week is really all you need here, because this is a small walkable city. You can walk everywhere here. That's what I do. I've walked this entire city from one side to another, and I do that actually every day. Every day I'm walking around this city, you know. So where I'm at right now, this is the main square over here. Where I'm at, you can see the church behind me. You can see the cross right there. This is the main square. Over there, they got like a little park going on. I'm gonna show you by doing a U-turn. Right behind me, that's a little park they have going on. It's a nice area. I mean, look, they got like cobblestones, right? So this city has more of a European feel to it. It kind of reminds me of Brasov back in Romania. The food here is dirt cheap. As you guys seen in my videos on MGTOW TV, you can eat really good for pretty much the equivalent of $6. You know, as long as you go out and you cook your own food. As you guys know, I go to the indigenous people market and I buy my food directly from the people who produce the food. That's why I'm able to get healthy, delicious food for $6. And I have to admit, guys, I have not had heartburn since I came here. In fact, my entire stay for the past, 2.5 weeks in Mexico, I had no heartburn in Mexico. And back in America, even though in America I eat the same food as I eat here, in America, guys, I'm guaranteed to get heartburn in America. I don't know why, but here, I've been here 2.5 weeks. 2.5 weeks, okay? 2.5 weeks, no heartburn at all. I am convinced that the food here is obviously natural, and the food we have in America is purposely processed to give you heartburn and all sorts of negative ailments, so you can go to the doctors, you know, be on, you know, I don't know, heartburn medication, shit like that. But yeah, man, this is healthy food over here. Overall, guys, you need to know the Spanish language, okay? There's a big expat community here. A lot of expats, but guess what? They're all the hippie... they're not yuppies, you know. Yuppies are rich people who pretend to be hippies. No, the vast majority of people, of the expats here, they're hippies. You know, they're smelly. They're poor. Heck, some of these... hippies, you know, they actually are street performers here, you know. That's how they fund their trips, by like staying at cheap hostels, you know, trying to get like cheap food, shit like that, performing in the street. I don't like hippies, guys. I really don't, man. I look down on hippies as people who have no purpose in life. All they do is travel from one place to another. They don't shower. They stink. Man, I remember, man, when I passed by a hippie a couple of days ago, I had the same stink that I got from passing by Skid Row, where all the homeless people are in LA. So, you know, I don't make friends with hippies, man. I like people who actually have a job, people who actually shower. But hippies, man, even though they're a big community here, They're just not my type. Not to mention that hippies are usually feminist, and males are pretty much male feminist, as you know, as someone who's red-pilled, as someone who's MGTOW, feminist, especially male feminist, are just not my thing. This is actually, if you guys just want to come here, sit down, spend a month, you know, maybe you have something you want to work on. In my case, I'm Mitwali. I have MGTOW.TV. I'm doing an update for MGTOW TV. I'm doing a lot of other things. You know, I got Manupay.net. I also have an Airbnb clone I am releasing to the public soon. So with me, you know, it's alright for me to come out here and spend a month just to work on stuff that I already have going on, but live super duper cheap. You know, if you guys want to go out, you can get yourself a hot cup of cocoa for $1.50. You can get yourself Heineken, or in my case, Heineken Zero, for just a little bit over $2. They got some nice bars over here. It's not a bad place, guys. It's really not a bad place at all. It's just that A, you really gotta know the language. B, you gotta you know, if you want to deal with people who speak your language, you have to be hippie friendly, which in my case I'm not. I like where I'm staying. It's a really nice Airbnb. It cost me $500 a month. I'm gonna speak with the landlord. If I was to pay him upfront cash money, how much cheaper would it be? But overall, guys, this is a really nice place. There's a lot of excursions you can have around the city. In fact, you know, probably in the next day or two, I'm gonna buy me an excursion to one of the lakes. You guys have to keep in mind, man, we are next to the Guatemalan border. Once you go from 7,700 feet, where I'm at right now, down to like, you know, 200-300 feet, it's gonna be super hot. You thought Cancun was bad, you thought Miami was bad, you thought, you know, Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic was bad. Oh, you just wait until you go down to, you know, 200-300 feet above the sea. It's gonna be really hot, really humid. That's what everybody is telling me, but that's gonna be okay because they're gonna take us to a few lakes. We can swim, maybe do some kayaking. It's gonna cost us like $20 for the tour, so that's not bad, guys. $20 for a tour, 12-hour tour, man, that's not bad. Of course, you have to, you know, get some pocket money with you if you wanna eat or rent something. That's normal all over the world. So yeah, man, they pretty much have everything here you want. You know, they have, if you want to do, if you have dollars and you want to change them to pesos, you can do that. If you are a Chase private client like I am, you can go to a bank and use the ATM machine. Chase doesn't charge you for foreign withdrawals. However, the banks here in Mexico, when you use the ATM to withdraw money, even if it's from a bank like Banorte, they'll still charge you like a markup of like 5-6%. So you're really better off here in Mexico. You are really better off bringing dollars, you know, switching out dollars. You can use the ATM, but again, they're gonna charge you a markup or a commission if you use the ATMs, even if it's from a bank. So you're better off using dollars. I mean, you know, you can pay with your hotel or your Airbnb using your American Express like I do, or PayPal. But if you want to have cash money walking around here, guys, you're better off bringing dollars with you. And in all honesty, if you're like me, you like to eat your own food, you really need no more than $20 a day. So if you're going to be in Mexico for, say, a week, you really need to, like, have $200. And that's just if you just want to live walk around. But if you want to do excursions, shit like that, you know, figure out how much that's going to cost you and convert that money from dollars to pesos. They have seven, not, there's a place called OXXO, O-X-X-O, which is their version of 7-Eleven. In fact, I've even seen 7-Elevens here. Now, just an FYI, guys, you know, in the city square, in the middle of the city center, okay, I'm going to do a U-turn right now, and I'm going to show you OXXO. Can you guys see it? No, you can't. See, right behind me right there, OXXO, O-X-X-O. It's pretty much Mexico's version of 7-Eleven, and it's pretty damn good. You have Telcel. I'm going to do a U-turn, and I'm going to show you Telcel behind me. Telcel, that's Telcel over there. That's like, I don't know, Mexican T-Mobile or some dumb shit like that. Fortunately for me, T-Mobile does give me internet here in Mexico. It's a 2G, so it sucks. You have Wi-Fi calling, so when I'm at my Airbnb or at a cafe, I can use my I can call America like I normally do, using mobile Wi-Fi calling thanks to T-Mobile. But if any of you guys wanted like a Mexican phone number, or you just wanted faster internet, you can go to a Telcel. Those stores are all over the place, and you can probably get yourself a nice one-off plan, meaning you pay it once and you recharge it, pay as you go pretty much. You guys have to remember, you know, believe it or not, even in third world, poverty-stricken countries, people, data, you know, paying for your mobile services is still gonna be on par with America. In fact, I'd venture to say that mobile services in America are probably a little bit cheaper, and they give you more for your money. You guys have to remember, people, you know, these are commodities, you know. Wi-Fi, telephonic infrastructure, these are our commodities on the market. For example, you know, gas and oil, you know. Gas here in Mexico is actually cheaper than that of America, because they're not fucking retards boycotting Putin. Not to mention they don't have a pedophile in their presidential palace like we do in America. So gas here is cheaper than America, but before Biden took office, gas in America was hella cheaper than here in Mexico. But the point I want to get to you guys out there, if you want to live cheaply, do not go to restaurants and places in the city center, because obviously they pay more in rent to be in the city center, so obviously they have to pass the cost off to you. For example, a cup of coffee at a Mexican, at a nice, decent, you know, a Mexican joint that's off city center, meaning you have to walk an extra six minutes, that cup of coffee is going to be 30 pesos, like a dollar and a half. But if you want a nice cup of coffee in the city center, that cup of coffee automatically is going to cost you a little bit over $2, which is still hella cheaper than America. But I'm just saying, for those of you guys out there who don't want the, look at me, I'm drinking coffee and eating croissant on the city center of whatever city I'm in, then just walk an extra couple of minutes off city center, and the same stuff you get in the city center, you get it off city center for probably a good 15, 20, maybe even 30 cents, 30% cheaper, just because you're not in the middle of city center. But again, guys, even if you eat here in San Cristobal in city center, it's still hella cheaper than America, man. So, you know, if you like to splurge every now and then, you know, heck, you know, when I do a good job on MGTOW TV, God willing, you know, get my new channel on YouTube up and running, the Muslim Copa, if I see it doing well, you know what? I just might go out and, you know, go to a nice restaurant in the city center, man. It's definitely okay. And it's, again, this city is hella cheaper than America in every way. So you guys here, you guys can splurge on an apartment for $500 a month. You know, you can get apartments around here for like $150, $200. But hey, man, getting a nice apartment for $500 a month with fireplace, shower, everything you need. Come on, man. By American standards, where I'm at right now, if any of you guys out there tell me, hey, Omar, I want to go live in a city where it's dirt cheap, the people are decent, the weather is nice, I'll tell you, go to San Cristobal. I'll also tell you, go to Brașov in Romania. But right now, man, you know what, guys? If plane tickets weren't so high, I'd actually be in Brașov, Romania, then here. Because as you guys know, I like white women, so that's why I'll be there. Maybe in a couple of months when the plane tickets go down from like $1,000 to like $300, maybe then I'll go back to Brașov in Romania. Yeah, this is a nice place, but you need the language, guys. I cannot stress this enough. You need the language. If you don't plan on interacting with the hippies, you need to learn the language. In fact, I downloaded Pimsleur the other day, and I'm starting to pick up on it like this, you know. Pimsleur has an online subscription for like $20 a month where you can learn a language. I'd rather, you know, learn a language for a month paying $20 and then just cancel the subscription. I'd rather do that than buy the actual course for a couple of $100s, you know. In the past, man, Pimsleur would be like, okay, you want Spanish? You have to pay, you know, $300-$400 to get all the Spanish courses. Now they're like, hey, man, for $20 a month, you know, you get access to all the Spanish courses. I'd much rather do that. And one of the reasons why I'm in a place like this where English is not, is pretty much non-existent among the locals, it's because it forces me to pick up on the language. That's my ultimate goal. As you guys know, my ultimate goal is to pick up on the Spanish language. I mean, Spanish is pretty much the official language of Latin America, with the exception of Brazil. So, yeah, man, that's one of the reasons why I'm staying here. But in all honesty, man, if I could do this again, I'd have stayed here for 2 weeks, okay? I'd have stayed here for 2 weeks rather than a whole month, because, you know, for the extra 2 weeks I'm staying here, you know, I don't want to say I'm getting bored, but you know what? I could have been better off in Casco, Lima. In fact, I met a British guy yesterday at the gym who traveled all over Latin America, and he told me Casco in Peru, not in Lima, but Lima is also in Peru. Casco in Peru, he told me it's like this, but it's on steroids. So Casco might actually be better than San Cristobal, but he told me better to go there sooner than later, because unfortunately, you know, all the damn expats are moving there. And the thing about expats is that they usually move the prices up. So he's telling me that a lot of Americans are moving to Costco and they're driving all the prices up, you know. That's one of the bad things about expats, because to them it's, oh my god, this place is so cheap compared to America. How much is this sandwich? Oh, 50 pesos? Oh, here's 100 pesos. No problem. Keep the tip. So these restaurants in places like Cancun, they're like, oh, damn, these retarded gringos, you know, they're paying us a tip worth more than the actual food. Hell, why don't we just raise the damn prices? And that's, you know, this is why Cancun, Playa del Carmen, and especially Tulum, was expensive because of all the damn expats who go there, and then they decide to, like, throw money around because it's nothing compared to America, and the locals are like, well, we'll just raise our prices because these idiots are willing to spend big money. And so the British guy told me, go to Costco sooner than later before all the expats drive the prices up. Fortunately for San Cristobal, because it's not that well known with expats, not to mention, you know, like I said earlier, you know, the expats here, they're really not expats. They're a bunch of dirty hippies who are just going from country to country, city to city. But they don't drive the prices up because hippies, as you guys know, are broke, you know. So my conclusion for San Cristobal, it's nice, it's decent, it just gets a little bit boring after, say, 10 days. Has I been here for 10 days already? I don't know. I lose track of time. I mean, for me, Amr Mitwali, there's really no reason to keep track of time because I've set up my life in such a way where why bother keep track of time, you know? For example, on MGTOW TV, believe it or not, guys, on MGTOW TV, you can actually have SMS notifications for live streams. Yes, I haven't publicly said that yet on MGTOW TV, but if you put in your phone number on MGTOW TV in the settings, you can get live SMS notifications when somebody goes live. For example, when Terrence Pop or TFM goes live, I automatically get an SMS saying, hey, Terrence Pop is live. Hey, TFM is live. Believe it or not, that's actually how I know what day it is. It's because I know TFM goes live on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Pop goes live on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that's when I know, hey man, today is Tuesday, today is Saturday, when I get a text message from MGTOW TV saying, hey, Pop went live, TFM went live. Just to let you guys know, if you guys want to get text messages from MGTOW TV in addition to putting your SMS number in the settings, you need to have a membership of at least freemium. Freemium is $1 a month. You guys have to understand, the SMS notifications, they cost us money. So we just can't have everybody getting SMS notifications for free because we'll end up losing money. So you need to be part of the, at least a freemium, you need to be at least a freemium member for $1 a month to get SMS notifications for live streams. And of course, SMS notification, guys, are only for live streams. They're not for anything else, so you don't have to worry about me texting you. You don't have to worry about the system sending you out a notification or an email to your SMS. SMS phone numbers, your phone number on MGTOW TV will only be for live stream notifications and nothing else. So, in conclusion, guys, San Cristobal, if you want to come here, you want to live super cheap, this is the place to be. It's not exciting, it gets boring. I mean, you can pretty much walk around this entire place and just 2 hours, and I do that pretty much every night. This is how I get my exercise, by walking around San Cristobal. There's a lot of tours around here. There's a lot of places you can go around here that are great for sightseeing, swimming. Like I said, guys, I'm probably, God willing, I'll probably buy a tour in the next couple of days. So, in conclusion, bottom line, San Cristobal is a poor man's version of Brasov, Romania. It's a bit boring. It's cheap as hell. You will live like a king as an American. But overall, guys, unless you speak the language, it's just not gonna be something you wanna do long term. Alright, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves. Peace.